Welcome to Legendary Emo Dragon Show. I'm your host, Emo Dragon, and today I'll be playing 100 Questions. Or I'm basically just answering 100 questions from the internet. So, yeah, I hope you guys enjoy. Where do you consider home to be? I consider my home to be the very first home I lived in. So, basically not the home I live in now, but the home I lived in from a very young age. Which was around Harmony, Pennsylvania, Zillionople, Pennsylvania range, because I'm not giving out exactly where I lived as a child, so yeah. Do you believe in ghosts? Yes. Yes, I do. Are you religious? Not really. There might be something up there, there might not be. I don't know. I'm on the fence. If you could travel anywhere in the world right now, where would you go? I would probably go to Tokyo, Japan, because that's something I would love to see. If you could have dinner with any of the presidents, who would you choose? I would choose Richard Nixon, because he's one of my favorite presidents, and plus, he always did the peace sign, man. What is your dream job? My dream job is to become an animator, and probably start my own animation studio. And that's something I've wanted to do for a long time. Who's your role model? My role model would have to be Rebecca Sugar, the creator of Steven Universe, because she made a show that shows LGBT representation in a positive light, and she does it right by making it so network executives couldn't catch on because she made them genderless space rocks, but we all know that they're female by how they act. Do you prefer Coke or Pepsi? Oh, this is a hard question. This is a really hard question. I love both, so I'm going to have to say Coca-Cola on this one, because kudos to Ed Gould. Do you prefer Cheetos or Doritos? Cheetos. I love Cheetos more than Doritos. Do you eat breakfast in the morning? Occasionally. I don't eat breakfast all the time. When you go to the beach, do you sunbathe or swim more? I swim more, because that's why I'm there. Have you ever ridden a city bus before? If you count a school bus to city... No, you wouldn't count a school bus to city bus, would you? No. No, I have not. Have you ever traveled outside of the country? If so, where? I have traveled to Canada when I was a really little baby. So, if you got arrested, what do you think it would be for? Being a smartass to a cop? Most likely. What is your favorite childhood memory? Oh, God. That's a hard question. I would have to say getting my Nintendo DS. And I was 11, I think, when I got my Nintendo DS. And I don't use it much now because I got a Nintendo 3DS. But still, that was my favorite memory. What was your favorite song 2 years ago? Oh, I had multiple different favorite songs 2 years ago. I'm going to have to say Colors by Halsey. And what is it now? Words, Words, Words by Bo Burnham. That's my favorite song right now. What teacher have you had that's made the biggest impact on your life? So I had a teacher when I was in fifth grade. I'm not saying her name, but I had a teacher when I was in fifth grade who encouraged us to talk, encouraged us to basically follow our dreams, and kudos to her because she was one of my favorite teachers and still is to this day. Are you a cat person or a dog person? More of a cat person at this point. What is a quote from any movie that you know off the top of your head? Just keep swimming, just keep swimming, just keep swimming, swimming, swimming. Dory from Finding Nemo. What are you most afraid of? I am afraid of the fear of rejection. To be rejected by all of society and told basically a fuck you to my face. If superheroes were real, who would you want to protect your city? I'm going to have to say Green Lantern! What is the silliest reason you've ever cried? Somebody spilled my soda once when I was in... my older brother spilled my soda once. And I was a little kid. It was like 4 or 5 years ago. And I literally started bawling my eyes out because I was not sure if I was allowed another one. But luckily I was, so... If you could be a character on any show, what show would you choose? If I could be a character on any show, I would have to be a country from Hitalia, because that's an anime that I really like. And if I could be a country from Hitalia, it would be one that is not mentioned yet. So probably Scotland or Ireland. So, and why? Because I like Hitalia. You're stuck on an island with no way off, and no one knows you're there. What three items do you have with you? Well, I'd have a pan to boil water because you cannot drink salt water. I would have a survival guide because I'd suck in a survival mode. And then, of course, a book to read. What is the name of one song you know all the words to? Cool Kids by Echo Smith, because that's one I remember singing all the time as a kid, and I still can sing the words today. Are you a sore loser? Depending on what it is. If it's like a drawing contest, I'd be like, that's fine, whatever. But if it's like, because I'm very competitive when it comes to video games. When it comes to video games, yeah, I'd be like flipping my shit if I lost. Do you sleep with your closet doors open or closed? Closed. Doors always closed. Would you rather be attacked by a big bear or a swarm of bees? Well, I'm petrified of bees, so a big bear. What is your biggest pet peeve? People staring at me for no reason for long periods of time. Where would you bury hidden treasure if you had some? In the middle of my woods, because no one's gonna search there, because that's the last place they'd look. Would you ever strip or pose nude for a photo in a magazine? For a movie? Depending on how much they're paying. Because if they're paying me like 5 grand, I would be like, no, make it 10 grand, because I'm not gonna give away my self-dignity for cheap. What has been your best Halloween costume this far? Dipper from Gravity Falls, because that's what I did for this past Halloween. I made that costume entirely by myself. Are you stubborn? Yes, I am. Do you sing in the shower in the car? Yes, I do. I sing in both of these places, and it annoys my family. Do you take vitamins daily? Nope. Have you ever cried because you were so happy? Yes, I did. When I got my technical center. I'm just gonna say technical center for the podcast. My technical center certification, saying that I can go there. My acceptance letter. I cried from happiness. Can you swim without plugging your nose? Yes, I can. Have you ever won a contest? Yes, I have. Do you want kids? No. Are you missing anyone right now? Kind of. Do you smile at strangers as you walk by them? Sometimes. Do you think your life will change drastically before 2020? No, not really. How do you react when people talk badly about you? I basically tell them say it to my face because it's not fun to say it behind someone's back. That makes you look like a two-faced bitch. Where did you get the shirt you're currently wearing? I got it at Boscov's. What has been your favorite gift you've been given? My class ring, as I got a class ring for my birthday and I was 16 when I got it. If you had to delete 1 year of your life completely, which would you choose? 2017, because that was the year that, I don't want to talk about it. What is your favorite thing about school? Coming and talking to my friends. That's it. Is there something that happened in your past you hate talking about? Yes. Yes, there is. I just don't want to talk about it now. Who was the last person you were on the phone with? One of my friends. Do you get jealous easily? No, I'm not a jealous person. That's just not me. Is there anyone you've ever given up on? Do you regret it? Yes. Not the regretting part, but I have given up on some people before, and it's usually because of them and their personality, not because of me. And I'm being honest. And no, I don't regret it. What is something on your to-do list currently? Making a podcast episode, because that's what I'm doing right now. Are you over your past? No. Are you afraid of dying? No. Are you afraid of change? No. Does commitment scare you? Sort of. I can understand being in a relationship, like boyfriend, girlfriend. I'm fine with that. Whatever. But getting married and having kids, that thought is what scares me. Were you picked on as a kid? Yes. Yes, I was. I don't care anymore. What is one meal you know how to cook? Ramen noodles! How many pillows do you sleep with on your bed? I don't know, because I don't count them. What is one thing you love about yourself? I love about myself that I can draw. That's about it. What is your biggest insecurity? People making fun of my artwork, my podcast, my YouTube channel, anything that is towards me. And that is one of my biggest insecurities, because I usually, I'm more low self-esteemed. What is the title of your favorite book? Fallout. Hold on, I can find the book. Fallout, The Hot War by Harry Turtledove. When's the last time you felt lost? A few days ago. Do you cry when you are angry? Yes. Yes, I do. Are you excited about anything right now? Yes, I am excited because I'm getting a Ushanka, which is a Russian hat. I'm getting that next weekend, so that's something I'm excited about. Nike or Adidas? Adidas. What is your comfort food? Ramen noodles. Do you laugh at the number of this question? Oh, nice. It's question 69. Oh, yeah, I do laugh at that. Where do you go when you want to be alone? My room. With the door locked. Who do you call when you need a little pick-me-up? My friend. My one friend. Do you cry during sad movies? Depending on the sad movie, yes. What is your guilty pleasure? Reading manga. You're camped out in front of the TV. What are you watching? Probably Hitalia. Or some other anime. Do you have a nickname? Yes, I do. I actually have a couple nicknames. I have KK for my original name, Crow, which is the one I go by now, Emo Dragon, the one I use for my podcast, and States, which is given to me by a kid in my school because they can't remember my name, which is really cool. What would you eat every day if you could? Pizza. Do you collect anything? Yeah, I do collect things. I collect stickers, and sometimes I put them in my phone case or other things, and sometimes I give them to my other friends. If you could kiss someone right now, who would it be? I don't want to say any names, so I'm just going to pick a random famous person. Wait, it didn't say realistically, so I guess, Hungary from Hitalia. Why not? There's no law saying that I can pick a person from real life. Are you a spender or a saver? Sometimes I'm a saver and sometimes I'm a spender. It depends on the scenario. Are you named after anyone? My middle name comes from my aunt, but everything else, no. I'm not named after anyone. If you could choose any person in the world to be president, who would you choose? Any person in the world. I don't even like presidency. I don't like politics. I don't know. Maybe Danny DeVito? Maybe? Do you daydream often? Yes. Do you know how to change a tire? No. Do you have a hidden talent? If you consider singing while drawing a hidden talent, then that's it. Do you consider yourself artistic? Yes, I do. What is something you can't live without? Okay. What can I not live without? I would have to say my manga, because that's something I read quite a lot. Can you name all 50 states? Oh, shit. Yeah. Give me a second. Alabama and Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, Colorado, Connecticut. Yeah, I can do it. I just don't want to do it now. But obviously you can tell. Do you eat soup with a fork or a spoon? Is this a trick question? You're supposed to eat it with a spoon, stupid. Unless it's ramen noodles, then you eat it with a fork. Do you remember your dreams? Some of them, yes, I do. Most of them, no. Are you superstitious? No. What is one thing you would most like to change about the world? I would love to change how war is going on. Because we had troops and, like, Syria and all that other places. And if I could change one thing about the world, it would be war, because it's just something that makes me feel really disgusted, and I don't like war. What piece of advice would you give 10-year-old you? I would give advice to 10-year-old me is to not care what other people think, because when someone gives you hard time and tells you you're stupid, you're dumb, in the long run, it's not going to mean anything. I mean, sure, at the moment it would mean something, but at that moment too, you gotta realize that they are just insecure about themselves. And to be honest, they're the dumbass, not you. So, have you ever broken the law? No. If you won the lottery, what would you spend the money on? Charity. I would give half the money to charity. What was your favorite book as a child? Ooh, I had to think. I would have to say The Pigeon Who Drove the Bus. Or Don't Let the Pigeon. No, it's Don't Let the Pigeon Drive the Bus. That was my favorite book as a child. And as a little kid, I was obsessed with it. Do you snort when you laugh? Sometimes, depending on how hard I'm laughing. Are you a good dancer? No. If you could have any superpower, what would it be? Disappearing into thin air, because there's times where I just embarrass myself in front of tons of people and I'm just like, I don't want to be here now. I just want to disappear. Do you believe in the death penalty? Yes, I do. Yes, I do. For murderers, rapists, child rapists, those are people who need to go to a guillotine and get their heads chopped off. Because, seriously, that is so wrong on a new level. Like, how could you think that's okay in your head? So, yes, I do believe in the death penalty. Are you happy? Genuinely, consistently happy? Most days I am happy, but I do have my ups and downs of feeling upset or feeling up kind of sad. So, yeah, most part, yes, I am a happy person. So, that was question 100. I have gotten through 100 questions in 17 minutes. So, yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed the podcast. Goodbye. Legendary emo dragon show.